You're home. Can we talk for a sec? No, don't worry. You haven't done anything wrong, so just stop panicking. It's just, I found something of yours that you'd left in the bathroom the other day. At least, I'm assuming this collar is yours. Aww. Why so quiet? You know, it's funny. I've seen you wearing chokers around, but I've never seen you wearing this. Oh, you didn't want me to see you in it? But you'll wear it outside. Why? Did you not want me to know that you're secretly a submissive little slut? Well, now, little one. I just think that is unfair. You can barely speak, huh? And look at those big, beautiful eyes, barely able to focus on anything but the floor. Here, put it on for me. No, I didn't say hide your face. Fine. I'll put it on for you. Stay still. Look at you jump. My fingers barely brushed your neck. Make you nervous? Now, let me have a look at you. It suits you. I'm almost mad that you hid it from me. But at least now I can hook a finger in this loop and pull you closer to me. Look at how flushed you've become. Look up at me. That's a good girl. I can feel your body trembling. How naughty you are for such an innocent looking face. Aww, how cute. But no hiding. Now you can't use those hands to hide that adorable face of yours. Now let me just tilt your chin up and those shaky little breaths of yours. Have I really got you this riled up? What a bad little girl you are, acting so sweet and innocent day in and day out. But here you are, pinned to the wall, your body quite obviously aching for more. What's that? Speak up, little one. I can barely hear that quiet little voice of yours. Shut up? Did you really just tell me to shut up? In such a timid way, too. I don't think you want me to shut up, though. I bet if I reached a hand under your skirt. See? Your panties are all wet for me. I wonder if I could just slip a finger inside of you. That surprised gasp. That's enough. Now, be a good girl. Go into my room and get on your knees. Don't worry, I'll be right behind you. No. Don't just stand there. giggling nervously and looking all innocent. I said, "Go and get on your knees." That's it. Don't look away from my cunt. You look up at me and open that pretty little mouth of yours and stick your tongue out. Good girl. Now, as punishment for hiding things from me, I am going to fuck your cute little face. Don't dare look away. That's a good little slut. I can see you squirming. Are you really that desperate? Does having my cunt on your mouth make you that fucking desperate for more? Find that on the bed, ass in the air, face the mirror. Yes, the mirror. You're going to watch those shy little expressions of yours as I fuck you with my fingers. I could fuck you with a strap on, but you don't deserve that yet. You're getting my fingers, and you're getting them now. So get on the fucking bed, little bitch. Spread your legs. Stop trying to hide your body. In fact, we're gonna need these fishnets out of the way. That's better. Just pull those panties to the side. Let me tease your wet little cunt with my long fingers. Tell me. Speak up. I can't hear you. Yes. That's a good little slut. That big girl voice will come in handy. Now, look up into the mirror as I push my fingers inside you. I know they feel good, little slut. These are the fingers that I use to fuck myself. They're nice and long, perfect for reaching that G-spot and tickling it just right. Perfect. For reaching all the way in and furiously fucking into your pathetic little cunt as your juices flow down my fingers to my wrist and down my arm. Look at that pathetic little face whimpering. So very lost in pleasure, so completely lost in the feeling of being owned, my fingers deep in your fucking cunt. I said, fucking look at yourself. No, little one. My fingers will keep driving into you, and my other hand is gonna stay in your hair until you learn to obey orders. I think I need to teach you another lesson. I am going to have to pound your cunt until you come all over my fingers. even fucking harder, shoving them in brutally so that you can feel every single movement, and so that you can't think of anything but how fucking much you need these fingers and how fucking much you need to come all over them. The moans. You want me to ruin you over and over and over, don't you? Such a little whore. What's that? You're gonna come? Then fucking come, little slut. I am going to fill your cunt with my fingers and fill this tight little hole as you come all over my fingers and my hand. Good, good, good. Come, little slut, come harder on mistress's fingers. Good. Good girl. Such a good girl. See? You could have all you ever wanted. All it took was showing me who you really are. Still so timid. That's always the shy ones, huh?